Well, the United States completed the selection of its Olympic skating team over the weekend, and those skaters will be competing in less than 3 weeks at the Winter Games in Vancouver. Christine Brennan covered the U.S. Figure Skating Championships for USA Today and joins us in the studio. She's a regular guest here. Christine, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Steve. Great to be here.
So which American skaters have the best chance to win a medal?
Steve, believe it or not, it's in ice dancing. And we're a dancing nation, dancing with the stars. It's carried over right to ice.
Okay.
In 2006, Tanit Balbin Benagusto won the Olympic silver medal. Big surprise. That inspired a whole generation of young kids on the ice to think that they, too, could win an Olympic medal. And one ice dance team that was with them in Detroit, the Detroit suburbs, Merrill Davis, Charlie White, were so inspired that they have now beaten Balbin and Augusto at the national championships. White and Davis, intricate, innovative, they're young, they're fresh, and they go in as Olympic medal hopefuls, even maybe Olympic gold medal hopefuls. And
you wouldn't call them favorites, but they're hopefuls.
Well, in ice dancing, it's a point system now, but you still got the old Eastern Bloc, and I don't know that they're going to love the fact that there's two great ice dance teams now for the U.S.
Wow. Now, the women's event is always one of the glamour events here. Who's going to be representing the Americans there?
It's the athlete and the artist, the old traditional argument about figure skating. What is it, art or athleticism? Well, mm-hmm. It's both. And the athlete won, Rachel Flatt, 17 years old. She's the daughter of a molecular biologist mother and a biochemical engineer father. Dorothy Hamill, who works with her, says she loves her brain.
Mm-hmm.
I love her triple jumps. She's got seven of those, and she just packs the program. Figure skating has become kind of pinball on ice, rack of points here, there, everywhere. Rachel Flatt is excellent at that, steady, solid, not necessarily beautiful on the ice, but she's going to be standing when everyone else is wilting under the pressure. And then the flip side of that, Mirai Nagasu. She won the world title, or the national title, excuse me, 2 years ago at 14. Now she's 16. She crumbled under the pressure, crying everywhere. Her coach finally said, there's no crying in figure skating. Of course there's crying in figure skating. There's no crying in baseball. But because
well, that we can see. But
right, they have kiss and cry. Right,
no, go on. Yeah,
right, for both sports, there certainly have been some tears shed. But Mirai Nagasu is delightful, and she's got the cute factor, the energy, the exuberance of youth. And so you've got a 16 and a 17-year-old, and they're going to represent the U.S. I'd expect to see Flat, maybe trying to win a bronze, although I'd say that it's going to be tough, women's competition. And Nagasu, though, is really the energizer bunny out there.
Yeah, you pointed out to us the other day that the women do not have as good a chance at medals as they have in the past, but the men do seem to have a good chance.
They do, and the winner there was Jeremy Abbott. He's the national champ, two-time national champ. Evan Lysacek, though, I think still has the odds-on better chance to win a medal. Lysacek won the world title last year. Lysacek is also coached by Frank Carroll, the man who coaches Mirai Nagasu, the one who said no crying in skating.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think Evgeny Poshenko, the Russian who won in 06, is back skating better than before. So there's about eight men, Steve, who could win an Olympic gold medal. I've never seen that deep of a field.
I'm curious, do the Americans compete against each other as much as they do against anybody from outside?
Great question. They go as a team, quote-unquote, but absolutely, it's an individual sport. And yeah, they're going against each other, even as they're all eating, you know, dinner together and rooming together in the Olympic dorms.
And maybe crying together, but not on the ice. Not on the ice.
No crying on the ice.
Christine, always good to talk with you.
Thank you, Steve.
Christine Brennan of USA Today.